This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Syria's military says it has entered the key Kurdish-held town of Manbij in an apparent deal with the Kurds, who are looking for new allies and protection against the threatened Turkish offensive. Turkey and armed American troops patrolling the town deny there was any change in forces in the contested area, contradicting the Syrians and highlighting the potential for chaos in the wake of last week's surprise pronouncement by the United States that it was withdrawing its troops. President Trump met with his vice president and key advisors in Washington late Friday as the partial government shutdown headed into an eighth day. AP's Jackie Quinn reporting that President Trump is staying in Washington for New Year's because of the shutdown impasse with congressional Democrats.
There was a dinner meeting at the vice president's residence in Washington, not the Florida vacation that Donald Trump had planned for the holiday week. The White House says incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney and senior advisor Jared Kushner were part of the discussion. The budget standoff that closed some key government agencies and national parks centers on the president's demand for money for his proposed border wall and the Democrats' refusal. With a new congressional session starting next week, it's expected this stalemate will last at least that long. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An autopsy has revealed that an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy had the flu when he died, and U.S. Border Protection in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico, Felipe Azanzo, who died on February 8th, is the second Guatemalan child to die this month while in U.S. custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on the border right now. This is VOA News. A Spanish